Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sweet Cakes by Melissa is Exhibit A with respect to the radicalism of the homosexual agenda towards people of faith and particularly Christian views. And also, we're going to talk about the hypocritical nature of the GoFundMe account we're going to be talking about today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, just for those people who are not familiar with Melissa Klein and Aaron Klein, husband and wife, she is the founder of Sweet Cakes by Melissa, and she now has been fined by a judge who imposed this $135,000. Why? Because she refused to participate in catering a same-sex ceremony. We can talk a little bit more about that. But then she went to, or someone went to, GoFundMe to help raise money to cover the fine, and one of her opponents complained to GoFundMe, and GoFundMe then took it down and said that the reason they're taking it down is because she's been convicted of a wrongdoing, and therefore she cannot be on the website. Well, there's a lot of things to unpack in all of this, but Matt, this is just a sign of things that are not coming, but things that are already here.
Yeah, and what GoFundMe has now done is they've revised their policy. First of all, the excuse that they gave for shutting down this GoFundMe account is nothing short of anti-Christian bigotry here. They have a policy that the GoFundMe page had. Here's what the policy first said. It said, campaigns in defense of formal charges of heinous crimes, including violent, hateful, or sexual acts. That's what the excuse they gave for removing, shutting down the GoFundMe site for this Christian family, simply because they said that their Christian faith and their conscience cannot allow them to bake a cake for a counterfeit same-sex wedding. GoFundMe classified this as a campaign in defense of formal charges of heinous crimes, Matt, violent, hateful, or sexual acts. Well, listen to how they've now changed their policy to make it easier to shut down Christian sites. They say, here's their new excuse. The campaign entitled Sweet Cakes by Melissa involves formal charges. As such, our team has determined it was in violation of their contributions. Well, I just explained to you what kind of crimes they're talking about here. Now they've changed it to say campaigns in defense of formal charges or claims of heinous crimes, violent, hateful, sexual, or discriminatory acts. So now they've broadened it basically so to reflect GoFundMe's apparent anti-Christian agenda.
So the policy originally, when they removed this GoFundMe from their website, was that they would not allow funding solicitations on their website for people who had these violent crimes. They're convicted of violent crimes. They're
heinous
crimes. I mean, those are not just crimes, but heinous crimes that or sexual acts, that they wouldn't allow that. Well, Sweet Cakes by Melissa didn't fall in that category, and yet they removed her by saying that, well, she had some formal charges against her. Now what they've done in order to cover their trail and literally to broaden their policy to not only Sweet Cakes by Melissa, but even if you're involved in some kind of program, ministry, position, viewpoint that they call discriminatory acts. So it doesn't even mean, in other words, for Sweet Cakes by Melissa, for Arlene's Florist, if they consider that discriminatory, which they obviously do based upon their history here, they will not even allow you, whether you've been charged or not, whether you've been convicted or not, they will not allow it. So they've broadened it. But Matt, when you go back here and look at some of the other programs that they currently allow on GoFundMe, here's what's there, and it's still collecting cash. They have a man who pleaded guilty for marijuana possession. I guess that's okay. Three illegal immigrants facing deportation after two committing a felony. I guess they're okay to raise funds. A group arrested for chaining themselves to Utah tar sands mines equipment. A young man charged with unlawful possession of a firearm. He's raising funds. A veterinarian suspended on serious misconduct charges. I guess that's okay. A woman accused of prescription forgery and shoplifting is raising funds there. A jailed dog abuser, a person pulled over for driving 92 miles per hour without a license, and a fugitive from justice, and a half a dozen more. Those are already there on the website. They're raising funds. GoFundMe allows that, but they targeted Sweet Cakes by Melissa because of the issue of homosexuality.
Yeah, man, and notice how they've now nuanced it so they can basically discriminate against any Christian for anything that they does not toe the radical pro-homosexual or leftist line. Before, it was formal charges for heinous crimes, okay? Now it's formal charges or claims, okay, or claims. So just a mere
claim.
That's a
barn door that's wide open there.
Yeah,
claims.
Exactly.
So someone can send an email saying Sweet Cakes by Melissa or Arlene's Flowers or someone else, they're engaging in discriminatory acts. Why? Because they believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Boom, you're off of GoFundMe.
Right. And not just heinous crimes now, but hateful. They notice how they throw in hateful, which by their definition, right, anything that is not pro-homosexual or liberal is hateful or discriminatory. So now they've just opened, as you said, opened the barn door to discriminate against any Christian for any biblical or Christian cause that they can just arbitrarily, subjectively call an act, a claim of an act that is hateful or discriminatory.
Yeah, well, you know, this pizza place in Indiana, remember that? Where the
Memories Pizza,
where a media interview asked them if they would serve a same-sex wedding, and the person, and it was a hypothetical because it never happened. She said, oh, you know, I'll serve people here, but I wouldn't be able to participate in that. Well, there was a GoFundMe account that was set up, and they raised $700,000,
$800,000. No, almost a million.
Almost a million dollars. Now going forward, they would not be able to do that because that one would be kicked off as well. There's no, yeah. GoFundMe would not allow that to happen. Any more than they're allowing Sweet Cakes by Melissa to raise funds. So if you believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman, if you believe that human sexuality is between a man and a woman and not two men and two women, then you're falling in this category where GoFundMe says, you're not on my website. Well, you know, Liberty Council, we just got the URL, persecutedchristiansusa.com, Oregon Net, and we're going to set up our own program to allow people to do the same kind of thing. We already have Liberty Relief International, and we're raising money for persecuted Christians around the world. Now we have persecution here in the United States, so we will be announcing the deployment of that in the near future.
Well, that's very encouraging, Matt, and how critical at a time like this, and what's happening here with GoFundMe is just a microcosm of what's happening in our larger culture. The persecution of Christians is ramping up here in the United States as well as abroad.
It really is, and that's why we need to be aware of what's happening. This agenda is not just some tolerant agenda sitting back on the sidelines and just wants acceptance from you. No, they want you to participate in sinful relationships and promote it. And if you don't, then you are stigmatized. This is pushing you away from the marketplace, pushing you away from the ability to even put food on your table. This is the radicalness, and this is why we need to stand. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. We have a lot of different ministry outreaches. At libertycouncil.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, we have a number of emails that I hope you sign up for. We have the grassroots email for Liberty Council. We have the grassroots email for Liberty Council Action, which is our public policy. We also have the grassroots email for Liberty Relief International, which is a project of Liberty Council, where we help our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world And we have been raising lots of resources for our persecuted brothers and sisters that are literally losing their lives. They're being displaced. They're refugees throughout the Middle East and elsewhere because of the advance of radical Islam. We'll also be helping these individuals here in the United States in the near future. For more information, stay tuned at libertycouncil.com or lc.org. Support Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular and consistent financial support. You can go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.